Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Back with you on a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein, Danny G, up until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much to Kayvon Webster, who opened our show, who will be at Monsignor Pace on Friday at starting 10:30. They'll have a 16-team tournament, a 7-on-7 tournament, so that should be a lot of fun. Then the very next day at FIU, the scene shifts, and we have one of the best showcases for special teams, kicking, punting, long snapping. And Brandon Kornbluh has done a great job for well over a decade now. And he is kind enough to join us this evening. Brandon, thanks so much for taking the time. Obviously, now it's a couple times a year you guys are getting these showcases. They've become so popular. Welcome aboard. I hope you had a good fourth, and I'm excited about Saturday.
Absolutely, yeah, we are too. We do these showcases twice a year, and you know, we do camps, as you know, all throughout the country, from Michigan throughout the Midwest and Atlanta to Texas, and sometimes even out on the west coast of Arizona, California. But the showcase event is always in South Florida, and it traditionally has been over in the Broward-Dade area, and we had to take a break for a year and a half to come over to the west side of the state in Naples, just because of COVID and availability of facilities. But we are back at FIU Stadium for the first time in about 7-8 years, so we're excited about that.
You know, too, I mean, and I get excited because of the fact that the kids that I see at your events, whether it be punters or kickers or the long snappers, I see them in college, and I see them excelling. And I mean, we just had the Groza Award winner, first ever in the history of the University of Miami, for Mr. Borregales, who definitely came to a lot of your events early on, and was a showcase kicker, Eddie Pinero. I mean, guys like that, where you watch them at the high school level, and then all of a sudden you're seeing them in college and then in the NFL. I know it's exciting for me. It must be triply exciting for you because you've had a chance to instruct them and teach them and work with them for years.
Absolutely. No, for sure. I mean, you get a firsthand look, and some of these guys have a name for themselves or starting to build a name for themselves. But a lot of them, this is their coming out party. This is, you know, whether they're from South Florida like Eddie Pinero or the Borregales brothers or other guys in other parts of the country that come down and fly down for this event, this is, you know, an opportunity for guys to showcase what they can do as a kicker, punter, a long snapper. And, I mean, you're seeing now over time, you've got guys like Eddie Pinero and Harrison Butker and, you know, Kyle Brenza and Jose Borregales, guys who are in the NFL now that have been, you know, part of these events that we've been doing.
You know, Brandon, when you take a look at it too, I mean, this last year we had two long snappers selected in the draft. So that had to make your head spin a little bit. I mean, you have these marquee players at all these different positions, and now long snappers, kickers, and punters are thought of as equal to any position player you can get.
Oh, absolutely. No, you can't be a high-performing kicker or punter without, you know, your operation being solid. And so it starts with the long snapper, you know. And so that's, I think, the Sporting News several years back labeled the long snapper, an NFL long snapper, as the number one position in all of sports in terms of, you know, comparing them to referees and different positions, because it's just, you know, just one of those important positions that kind of gets overlooked, but is also a little bit safer. You know, but it's tough. It's not easy to do, but it is definitely growing, and there are scholarships out there for long snappers. And so, you know, that's definitely part of our event. And just last week, you know, I was on the phone with two major FBS programs about, you know, a couple specific long snappers, and one was a high school senior, one was a transfer. And right. there's you know, action with those guys in the recruiting process as much as kickers and punters.
Brandon Kornbluh joining us, Kornbluh Kicking. And here's the one thing, too. When you come out on to any of these showcases, a lot of people don't realize what goes on. But to me, I've always thought that the competition that they go through is more intense than some may go through during the entire season. Because if you're a kicker and you're going for accuracy and you're going for, you know, the distance, and you've got to make this 55-yard field goal, and you're going up against a guy who could also make it, that's crazy. Because, I mean, at the special teams position, especially when you have, and I love the when things come down to the final one or two guys, and they're all, you know, they're doing personal best from 65. And talk about that, because to me, I that competition is so intense, and you know, the kids have told me, you know, I mean, this is crazy. I mean, you know, you're going up against a guy who is equal talent. It's just like you've got to have the better day to win that showcase.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's you know, these guys are competing against their peers, and you know, for some of them, it's an opportunity where a lot of them don't you know, we've seen this over the years, where they have been, and this is the other part, you know, half of what we do is recruiting and getting these guys exposure, but the other half is development and trying to build these guys up, teach them and build their confidence and teach them some of the things that they need to know and learn so that they can reach, you know, next levels of performance and achieve some of the goals and dreams that they have. And sometimes these guys step up there and they've never hit a field goal from that far, and just the adrenaline and the momentum and the way that we, you know, the event is set up allows these guys to, you know, to hit career bests, whether it's kickoffs or punts or field goals, whatever it is. Right. And because we have it all on film, you know, it's really exciting, you know, to capture that, and then for them to be able to share that, you know, with coaches, but then also just to build on that for the future and going into the season coming up, that, you know, hey, I did this or this, and you know, this is kind of opening their eyes to what they're capable of, and that's, you know, the other part of what you know, we love seeing the season these guys you know, step up and you know, take their game to the next level.
Right. And you get a chance to see a lot of the kickers from around the country. I mean, you've had the opportunity. I mean, you grew up in South Florida and you live in Southwest Florida, but at the same time, you went to University of Michigan. You get a chance to, you have a good stronghold there. You have a lot of people in Texas through a lot of the colleges. How does South Florida or the state of Florida stack up against some of these other areas in the country nationally to special teams performers?
You know, it's the southern states, you know, Florida, Texas, you know, Georgia. I mean, some of these states are, it's obvious that they are, you know, you get the weather to year round perform and practice. Mm-hmm. So it's an advantage. But, you know, without question, I mean, these southern states have, you know, as good, if not better than anywhere else in the country. But, you know, sometimes, you know, there are, you know, certain pockets that's, you know, that you would be surprised that guys step up. We've had, you know, a ton of our top guys that have come out of Michigan. You know, we do more training there than some other locations, and, you know, because of my ties, you know, having played at the University of Michigan, and so, you know, there's been a lot of guys that have come through our program that have reached the NFL, you know, through that state specifically. But, you know, there's guys everywhere, and there's always, you know, certain pockets that, you know, depending on the year, but there's year after year, you will see guys, you know, out of South Florida that continue to, you know, show up and perform. And, And you never, you don't, you, sometimes you have an idea, but sometimes you don't know where these guys, you know, where they popped up from, you know. And
right,
always use
the
Pinero example, but I mean, he was, you know, you know, Sunset High School, but he never kicked a field goal there, you know, and it took a, you know, kind of the weird route of JUCO and soccer and kind of a soccer deal that didn't pan out, that where he switched paths and started training with us. First showcase he attended, just had an incredible day, 86-yard kickoff, 71-yard field goal off the crossbar, and, you know, really opened the door for him to, you know, to start getting looked at by these big programs. And within a few weeks, you know, he had full scholarship offers from, you know, four major D1 programs, including Nick Saban in Alabama. And so all of it, you know, those kind of things. And he's not the only story like that. We've got another, Andrew Lunsford out of Fort Myers, who had never played high school football, came to that event, did really well, got, you know, full scholarship, you know, without ever having played high school football at all. And so there's stories like that that come from these events that, you know, a lot of people don't realize that some people do, many people do, and that's why people attend and travel to try and make these things. But it's, you know, the results are real. Like they make a difference, you know, especially if, you know, some high school coaches don't like to kick field goals or don't like to, or don't you, maybe your team's just not that great and you don't have enough opportunities to you know, to show what you can do. So that's what we're there for.
Good stuff. Corbelew Kicking Showcase this Saturday at FIU. What time you get underway with the punters early?
Punters in the morning, yep, and then kickoffs and field goals in the afternoon. And we got a couple guys who have been hot on the recruiting trail. Nathan Diebert, who's just committed full scholarship to LSU this past week. He'll be there competing, flying down from Michigan, and just wants to compete and continue to be around the guys. Will Bettridge, who is close to making a decision. He's got several scholarship offers, just picked up another scholarship offer from Georgia Tech this past week, and, you know, holds offers from Virginia and Florida State. And so he'll be there competing. You're going to have some talented kids there, and then obviously the guys that are trying to make a name for themselves, which we're waiting to see how they do, Jaden John and some other guys locally. So we'll see.
Good stuff. Brandon, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon. Again, thanks for checking in with us.
Anytime, Larry. Appreciate you.
Good stuff. Brandon Corbelew from Corbelew Kicking. Special teams. Those are, listen, you, if you're a head coach, you know if you have a kicker, you have a punter, you have a long snapper, you're pretty well set. And that's like being strong up the middle in baseball, your shortstop and your center fielder and your second baseman. So that's very good. This Saturday it's coming up. And speaking about head coaches, our next guest will probably 100% agree with what I said. He's the new head coach at Hallandale High School. Coach Joshua Bush is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, first of all, happy holiday to you. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me, Larry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.